For one brief moment, I was certain I had died, and he was an angel. But I hardly had time for thought, for just above me I heard a great wrenching explosion. I looked up to see that the foreyard had ripped away. As the sail spun off in the wind, I caught a glimpse of its gray mass twisting and turning into oblivion like a tormented soul cast down to hell. I spun back around. The man I thought to be Zachariah had vanished. But even as I gazed in wonder, the Seahawk, free from the sail's pull and weight, heeled violently. To my horror, I saw the ocean rush up toward me. We were capsizing. But then suddenly, the ship shivered and righted herself. Gasping for breath, I clawed my way forward until I reached the mast, which I hugged as though it were life itself. Without the knife, there was nothing more I could do aloft. In any case, the sail I had been sent to free was gone. I began to descend, slipping more than I climbed. I jumped the last few feet onto the deck. I don't know if the storm had somewhat abated, or I'd just grown used to it. There were still strong winds, and the rain beat upon us as before, but the fury of the hurricane somehow softened. I looked about. Spars, some entangled with sails, lay in heaps. Railings were splintered. Dangling ropes flapped about. Then I saw some of the men on the quarterdeck working frantically with axes. I hurried to join them. Only then did I realize the mainmast was gone. All that remained was a jagged stump. I thought of the shriek I'd heard. Looking toward the stern, I saw Fisk slumped over the wheel. His great arms were spread wide, his hands clutching the wheel spokes. He could not have stayed upright had he not been lashed into place. I joined the men. Beneath the continual, if now somewhat slackened downpour, we all pulled at the great mound of downed spars and sails. Those that were dragging overboard, we cut loose and let go. Those we could move, we flung into the waist. And then, quite suddenly, as if heaven itself had triumphed over darkness, the rain ceased. The sea subsided into a roiling calm. Even the sun began to shine. And when I looked up, I saw, to my astonishment, a blue sky.